What did you think of that, and was that the right call?
Yeah, I believe it was very much the right call. Been in that situation before. Team runs up there, what was it, a 45-yard gain? And to go up there and then take a shot without – I'd rather have my best play available to me. And so by spiking it, gave us a chance to collect our thoughts. We felt like collectively that was the right thing to do.
Was – we ask every week about the pass protection. Was something different that you haven't seen in the past when you watch the film, or is it the same breakdown you've seen before?
Same breakdowns for the most part. You know, they're a good pass rushing group. Dumbville and Suggs are known throughout the league as pretty dang good pass rushes. And we had our hands full on some of their twists that they ran, as well as some of their straight rush. They did a nice job with their scheme, and they get the better hand of that.
You probably heard the stat that you guys are on pace to give up 77 for the year, if that's
the best. To be honest with you, I don't look at those things. You know, I think what you do at the end of the year is you see where you are at the end of the year. And things have a tendency, kind of like your golf score, you know, the first nine is you get all excited about, then you eventually hit your golf score. I think, as I've said before, we're a work in progress, and I think it'll all work itself out. We're going to spend a lot of time this off week looking at what our issues are, even more specifically than we already have, and we're gonna fix what needs to get fixed, and I'm pretty confident we can do that.
I guess the question I was going to ask is, at some point, do you get concerned about the accumulative effect it'll have on Ryan? It's not physically, but mentally.
It's funny. No, I don't worry about mentally. The guy is as resilient a person, a competitor, as I've been around. I've been around some pretty good ones, and he's up there. He's very resilient. And physically, after the game, you ask him, oh, I feel fine. You know, so he's been able to handle that. But I don't envision us having days like that continuously, or even the four-game run we've had. I think we can nip that and make that much better. It's a collective effort. It's not just the offensive line. We have to have rhythm and timing in our passing game. We got to get rid of the ball. I got to make the right calls. So it's all of us together when it comes to pass protection, not just one group, not the backs, not the runner, not the tight ends, not the skill guys, not the quarterback or the offensive line. It's all of us.
At what point, though, do you consider moving guys around when something's just not working?
If it's not working and we have answers, that's what the bye week is for. We're going to look at everything this week and see what some of our problems are and go from there.
Mike, nine called running plays. 11 rushes with 9 called. Can you just talk about the imbalance there?
Well, they were playing much unlike the Saints, so I thought we had great balance in the first half. You familiar with the coverages that they were playing against us in this game? They were playing a lot of they played some middle safety, played to stop the run game early. And so instead of running into an overpopulated box, so to speak, we checked out some runs, and later on, because when they were in two-shell, because they gave you the numbers, we checked into some runs. So, but they were forcing our hand a little bit and playing. The first play of the game, we had a pass called, and it was out of running formation. And anticipating that they might overpopulate the box, because the Saints did just the opposite. They played a lot of cover two and two safeties deep, and we had numbers to block them. And as you notice in that game, particularly in the first half, I thought we really ran the ball well. But this game, they were determined, and we did run the ball well in the first half against, and then the game just kind of got out of hand. We couldn't run it against the Saints. But in this ball game, they put numbers in there to keep us from running some of those sub, what I call sub and nickel runs. And so the numbers weren't right, so we had to get into some passes. But do I like to run? I love to run the ball. If you check my history, I think running the football sets up everything else and also helps in the protection, where, you know, you're not throwing it all the time. So, but, yeah, I would like to be able to run the ball, but if the defense forces you to throw it, you take what they give you in those situations.
And also to follow up on that, one of your staples is a stretch running play. It doesn't seem like it's working as often. What do you diagnose of why the stretches to the left, stretches to the right haven't been working?
Well, that's a good question. And then we're going to spend some time in this the next couple of days looking at a lot of those things. You know, there's been a breakdown here, a breakdown there. You know, they have pretty good players on their side of the ball too, so they made some good plays. But that has been a good play for us in the past, and I would consider it to continue to be. It's something that we're going to work on in this bye week.
You talk about the defense.
defense not giving you the run, though. When we only run it twice in the half, does it just make it kind of too predictable for the defense, just knowing you guys are going to be throwing it all the time?
Yeah. I don't want to bang our head against a numbers situation that they would present to us. You know, we try to grab runs when they give us the numbers right, and we try to throw it when the numbers are against the run. Some of the situations, we had a number of long yardage situations. I think second and extra long, third and extra long caused us to be in certain situations that hopefully we wouldn't be in. I would envision us having better balance than what we had, but sometimes the situation dictates certain things.
When you go back to the sacks for just a second,
yeah.
I'm assuming that most of the time it's on the offensive line. Maybe that's not a safe assumption, but that's how it appears anyway to the naked eye.
Sure.
But there are obviously other things, you know, receivers getting open.
Exactly.
Open, Ryan holding onto the ball. When you break it down that way, what do you see as the most common, the least common reason for taking sacks?
Well, first of all, I think you have to look. Suggs is one of the premier pass rushers in the National Football League, in my mind. Dumervil is pretty dang good, too. So we're going against two pretty good guys. That's you have to give them credit where credit is due. And they had a couple other guys that weren't too bad either. So they were a very good pass rushing front for us. Number one. Number two, I can't pinpoint one thing over another because, as I said earlier, and I don't want to contradict myself, it's a collective effort. There have been times when the back could have stepped up and picked a guy up in the hole and didn't. There's been times when our tackles didn't come off on a twist or whatever the case may be. Ryan held the ball. We didn't get anybody open. It's a cumulative effect and a collective effort that we're dealing with.
Mark, what are the benefits of the pros and cons of rolling Ryan out? Would it buy more time? Does that play to his strength?
I think at times it does. You limit what you can do passing-wise, as you know. You're cutting the field in half for the most part. So as far as stretching the field and horizontally, it limits what you can do, but certainly it can create some opportunities. We have a number of different types of protection where we slide everybody down. The tight end stays in a block. The back helps. We have our basic protections, we drop back protections. We have play action protection. So we have a number of protections, which also includes moving the pocket. We did on a quick pass to Hartline in the flat, which he turned upfield and made a nice play. So you have to feel confident that you're going to be able to get outside those edges as well.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Sorry.
Two areas where you guys had strength going into this game with the red zone and third downs yesterday, if that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. What were those breakdowns?
Just our execution wasn't as good as it's probably been. And again, when pass protection is compromised, all that stuff becomes compromised. And, you know, as I said to the offense previous to going over the tape and talking to them today, when I went into this season, I said that we have to get better at 2 minute. That's one thing we had to get better at, and I think we have. I said we have to get better at red zone. We weren't very good in the red zone last year. I think we're, I think we're up there in the red zone somewhere near the top. So we've improved there. Our screen game is much better. We were terrible in screens last year. Our screens, even though they didn't get us first downs the other day, we're close on screens. Our third down has improved. Now, our red zone and third down in the game was not what it needs to be. It should have been better. We should have scored more points when we were in the red zone the other day, and we didn't. So we have made the progress. I think really what we have to focus on is looking at our run game and trying to get things going in that area as we move forward. There's certainly improvement I can do in that area, as well as the players, and collectively we'll be much better when we get back.
Last one,
Ryan Tannehill's deep balls to Mike Wallace at times seem a bit off. He's a little short. Even the completions, it seems like he has to slow down a couple steps to make the catches. You know Ryan better than anybody. Can he make that throw with efficiency, and what's been a little bit off in his deep ball so far?
Well, I think the one you're talking about was we had a screen set up to the right, like a pump screen. So he was pumping the smoke to Hartline, and he came back. It's a double pump. We were trying to move the safety. They were in a two safety defense. It really is designed for a one safety defense, but it was a two safety defense. So we pump We pump the smoke route. Gibson was going out like he was blocking, then he went up the sideline, and then we came back and threw it. Well, they pressured us on that particular play. They came with slot pressure. We slid back and picked everybody up, and then Ryan had to come back and make that throw. He really, a perfect throw would be a little bit more out there, but he certainly can make those throws. Last week in practice, he overthrew him a couple times, and so I think that might have been a little bit of a concern, because we always say, if you're going to be wrong, overthrow Mike, don't underthrow Mike. And so that's just a matter of working together. Those guys will get better and better as we move forward. And as they work together, that will be – the timing of that will be better.
So you're confident, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. It's just getting the rhythm and timing. That play is a difficult play because the rhythm and timing is a little bit – it's not a five-step, let it go. There's a couple dimensions to that play to get Mike open that affect it.